This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's been a whole slew of retailer earnings reports out the past couple of weeks. Macy's, Dollar Tree, Costco, and Walmart as well. Honestly, it's been kind of a mixed bag. Some companies doing well, others not. And therein actually lies some insight. Which retailers tend to flourish, which falter when people's wallets are under stress, and what that says about where consumers are right now. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab takes it from there.
It's a pretty easy trend to wrap your head around. Diana Smith, a retail analyst at Mintel, says when household budgets are under stress,
consumers will pull back on their discretionary spending and only focus their dollars on essential goods.
But earnings from Macy's and Nordstrom tell a different story. Even though prices are rising, people are still saying yes to dresses.
We are absolutely seeing a group of consumers who are just reprioritizing what essential means to them.
It could mean work clothes or wedding attire, because Smith says there's still plenty of pent-up demand from people with some financial wiggle room. These are the same people who can afford to buy in bulk. Costco beat earnings estimates last quarter. It attributes that to keeping gas prices a few cents below average. Dan Blanchard at the Yale Center for Customer Insights says essentially two birds, one stone.
Once they've already made the trip to Costco for gas, they're much more likely to do the rest of their shopping there as well.
Gas could be another reason why dollar stores are getting a boost. Three quarters of Americans live within 5 miles of a Dollar General. They're especially popular in rural areas that don't have big box stores. Plus, Blanchard says there's the obvious draw, the prices.
People have this belief that they're going to be better off retaining their value by shopping there compared to places like grocery stores.
Dollar Tree says groceries made up a bigger part of its sales last quarter. Akshay Rao, a marketing professor at the University of Minnesota, says this is a problem for stores like Walmart and Target, which missed earnings expectations. Because when budgets are strained, shoppers are less loyal to stores and brands.
I can go to the other store and get the same utility.
So what's a slumping retailer to do? Rao says push store brands and sales and hope that this period of inflation doesn't last long enough for consumers to make permanent changes to the way they shop. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.